Here is Luke's version. The morning after the Sabbath, the women who had gone to prepare Jesus' body for burial left the tomb and broke the news to the remaining 11 disciples and the rest that Jesus had been resurrected. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them kept telling these things to the apostles, but the apostles didn't believe a word of it. They thought that they were making it all up. But Peter jumped to his feet and ran to the tomb. He stooped to look in and saw a few grave clothes there. That's all. He walked away puzzled, shaking his head. Isn't that just like a man? To not believe a group of women and to have to go and see something for himself. In all four Gospels, Jesus' disciple Peter requires extra proof. He is the dense one, the clumsy one, the flip-flopper. He is like you and me at our most human. Peter has a hard time seeing miracles, even when they appear right in front of his eyes. As Jesus' first follower, Peter will ultimately be entrusted with the new Christian church movement. But he will make a lot of mistakes on the way. Peter is clueless about how subversive Jesus is. He fails to recognize how Jesus' ministry upsets Jerusalem's rulers. Jesus' sayings and miracles amaze Peter. And it will be Peter who three times denies even knowing Jesus after his arrest by the Roman authorities. So it's no surprise that Peter does not believe the women who return from the tomb. It's no surprise that he wants to see it for himself. It's no surprise that we identify with Peter, for we are skeptical too. You are brave folks showing up at a Unitarian church on Easter. Anything could happen during this service. And then again, nothing at all might happen during this service too. A beautiful church, a beautiful day, some nice music, children all dressed up, a minister going on and on about some aspect of the resurrection, the hallelujah chorus, and then brunch, check, Easter done for another year. But what if something were to happen to you during this service? Would you be open to it? Would you be ready for it? Or would you doubt, like Peter and the rest, the news of the resurrection? Would you need to go and see the empty tomb for yourself? And what would happen to you once you saw it? We live lives where we are bombarded with information. Listservs fill our email inboxes. Facebook flows by like a polluted stream bearing whatever anybody wants to throw in it. Instagram shows up and then disappears again. Twitter squawks endlessly to whoever will listen to it. The mail carrier brings fodder for our recycling bins. Our cell phones ring and ping and buzz and flash. Television hawks everything from VWs to vegetable peelers. Our names and email addresses have been sold so many times that simply weeding out the spam seems impossible. Even First Parish in Concord sends its members way too many emails. Of course, in our communication age, if everything is important, then nothing is important. We are so used to fake news that we now consider everything at least partially fake. And who has the time to look up what is real and what is not? And who even cares at this point? and the steady stream of lies that comes from the Congress and the White House makes us trust our leaders even less. So what do? We go on autopilot. You know this well. We hook up our bills to our checking accounts and depend on direct deposit, money in, money out. We do our jobs and keep quiet about how much we hate them. We haul the kids around and we check in on our aging parents. We carefully balance a schedule that could collapse at any minute. And we pretend like everything is fine. We pretend like everything is under control. We pretend we know what's going on, but we don't know what's going on. We are not in control. Everything is not fine. For we live in a desperate, declining empire, just like Jesus did. The reason most Unitarians avoid delving too deeply into Easter is not because we have anything against Jesus. We avoid Easter's message because we have too little room in our lives for miracles. And I'm just as guilty of this as you are. Ours is a religion that believes in salvation through good planning. And Easter upsets our plans. Easter asks us to believe something that we know could not have happened. So we explain away the resurrection. We chalk the whole thing up to being some sort of ancient mix-up. We roll our eyes at the way that some folks want to read the Bible literally. And once this weekend is over, we will just go back to business as usual. But business as usual is not the new life that Easter promises us. Business as usual is the dark tomb with its stone securely in place. We would like to think that the stone could be rolled back, but it seems too heavy. We hear what the women are saying when they return from the cemetery, but we do not believe a word of it. We, like Peter, doubt. But the real question is, not the doubts at all, but are we going to go with Peter to see for ourselves? Are we willing to put aside our plans? Are we up for a wild goose chase? Do we even know how to look for a miracle? And what might happen if we went with him to that empty tomb? Jesus, risen from the dead, was the same Jesus his friends knew before. The message of Jesus did not change after the resurrection. He wasn't instantly some judging, unapproachable God. Post-resurrection, he did not ask anything of his followers he had not asked of them before. But his death and resurrection finally got their attention. Peter himself had to be hit over the head with a 2x4, and I suspect we do too. All this talk of life lived differently is just that, talk. Until there is a crisis, we are usually unwilling or unable to make a change. Until something forces us to look at our actions in a new way, we will not likely choose something different. Until some great responsibility is thrust upon us, we won't realize how dependent we are on others. And until something is taken away from us, we won't see what is right in front of our eyes. The reason Jesus' followers struggled to see him when he appeared after the resurrection is because they had trouble understanding him when he was alive. It was all just talk before. It was all speculation. It didn't sink in before the crucifixion. Jesus does not change his tune. Rather, his followers are finally able to see him, hear him, and believe him. So if Jesus remains unchanged by the resurrection, then we must be the ones who are different. We must be the ones who live new lives. We must embody the miracle. Easter is a joyous day. We know this, the most joyous in the Christian tradition. Christians know Jesus' resurrection does not change the world. It just changes Christians. It reminds them and us that hope is eternal. It reminds them and us that peace is possible. It reminds them and us that love is stronger than death. If you leave this church this morning and something has changed in you, then the winter truly is over. If you leave this church this morning and you are inspired to live more fully, then spring truly has arrived. If you leave this church this morning full of love, then resurrection has happened. Let us go quickly to see if what the women have told us is true. Let us run to the tomb and see for ourselves. Let us follow Peter, who cannot believe what he has heard. Let us shed the grave clothes ourselves and live a new life. It is Easter. He has risen, so have we. Amen.